Hi, everybody. Welcome to a special commentary edition of Film Sack. We do these occasionally. You guys seem to like them, so here we are occasionally doing it again. My name is Scott Johnson. I have with us Brian Dunaway, Brian Ibbett, and Randy Jordan. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
So say we all.
So say we all. Ooh, hint, Brian. Nice hint.
Yeah, you like that?
Did they say that in the old one? I guess they did.
Oh, did they? I thought that was just a new thing.
I think they did. They said frack, too. Or not frack.
Yeah,
frack. Was it fracking? Yeah.
Yeah.
They said frack all the time. And I didn't know that. I thought that was a new thing. But no, the old show, once in a while, you'd Starbucks and go, well, frack, my ship's all dirty or whatever. So yeah, that's the thing. Anyway, we're here to do a commentary track version of Film Sack where you guys watch along with us and we'll tell you when to hit play and all that. You want to navigate your Netflix browsers or however you're catching Netflix to episode 22 of the only season 1, that was ever made of the original Battlestar Galactica. Which is up on Netflix right now. And once you're there, you'll find an episode called Experiment in Terra, which is not George Bush saying experiment in terror. this looks really fun, and I'm totally jazzed about it. Actually, I need to turn on, subtitles, English. There we go. Okay. We are paused immediately after Adama's face, played by Lauren Green, pops up on the screen. So that's where you want to be, people at home. Just right. Pause it right there. As soon as his face comes up, pause it. And then when I say 3, 2, 1, go, it'll be 3, 2, 1, go this week. We will all hit play and off we go. Everyone ready? Everyone comfortable? All set to go?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wow. In 3, 2, 1, go. All right. Here we go.
They're being chased by a glowing
giant ship.
So once again, this is...
There's Devin.
Oh my gosh. What the helmet was that?
The mustaches.
He looks like an Will Ferrell.
A little bit. This is a preview of what's coming, right?
Right.
This is what they did commonly during the late 70s for TV shows. In case you were thinking about changing the channel, don't. This is what's coming up.
Oh, the theme song is still so good.
Look at that.
In all that preview stuff, I saw the sidekick from Airwolf. I saw... MacGyver himself.
Uh-huh. Oh, look at that. The space, the star things.
Those ships are really cool, though.
No, everything about the show at the time was cool.
Right.
But you picked this episode. You're telling us that there's some cheese happening in this one, right?
Every episode was cheese because, let's face it, there was a little robot dog and everything else. I mean, Dirk's Benedict. I mean, Richard Hatch.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are fantastic. Smoking and you can't do that.
Right.
In a spaceship. You can't
have
that.
Bad kerning in those letters, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the new Starbucks
letters. I'm going to go back and watch all these shows. I didn't know Dirk Benedict was in them.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Oh, you didn't? You didn't know Face was in this?
No.
Oh,
he's amazing.
My gosh. Have you not seen any ancient BSG before?
This is my first episode of the original BSG.
Fantastic.
Good deal.
Won't take you long. It's only 24 episodes or something like that.
Sounds like we picked a real shitter, though. What is this? Right. Extra credits?
Oh, wow, we get extra people.
Oh, there's that dog thing, bear unit.
Bear unit.
So many mustaches. I'm just impressed that none of the women have mustaches.
Look at Colonel Ty. Wait, that's what Colonel
Ty, he doesn't have a thing. He doesn't have an eye patch. Wait a minute.
I know, it doesn't seem consistent.
Right.
He's also a black man. Just to point that
smooth
out.
Smooth and convincing.
Very smooth and convincing.
Look at all those ragtag ships, man.
The ragtag fleet. How come this intro didn't have that narration?
That's a good question. I remember it being in the original, but
it was.
I don't know if this is the Netflix
ragtag
version or what.
Sektar. Oh, that's a time thing? All right.
I have the plastic model, the Aurora model of that.
Oh, do you really?
Yep, Galactica ship,
That's
look
awesome.
Look at this dragon dictate looking motherfucker doing this thing. Can't do that.
Dragon dick, what?
You know what? You can do this now. You can Siri that up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the time, it seemed like that would never work.
Man, Ernest Borgnine.
I'm wearing a doily on my neck.
Now, that ship is pretty cool.
It looked like a bird of prey from Star Trek a little bit.
A little bit.
Why is it making that sound?
And, you know, in our modern TV, we don't see a lot of older people playing major roles in like sci-fi kind of stuff. It seems like it's always a bunch of young people.
I forgot how Egyptian looking their helmets were.
Yeah.
I'm really jarred. I'm really jarred by these stock sounds of airliners.
Oh, big time. They were really into that. Keep in mind, too, in this footage here where that just took off like that, this is reused in almost every episode. They had a really bad budget problem toward the end.
And it's really, it's off center, too. His little emblem on his head. Yeah. It's messing me up.
And his speaker thing.
Right. No, this was, he's wearing his helmet wrong.
He's wearing it wrong.
And there's no glass.
You don't need glass. What do you need glass for?
To protect.
Why
you
have
from
a helmet if you don't
debris.
Have a face shield?
Because it makes you look cool.
George Lucas tried.
My is protected.
George Lucas tried to sue these guys out of existence when it was over.
Didn't they eventually go to ILM for when they came back?
Yeah, for the new one.
Is something following me?
Wow, they don't have rearview mirrors in their Vipers.
Horrible idea. It's too loud.
Oh, this is shit.
It was interesting that it came up behind him, but somehow shone a light on front of him.
That's space for you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's, what's his name? That's Boomer.
Yeah, right, right.
Oh, right, yeah.
Remember all the complaints when the new Battlestar Galactica came out, and they were all like, that character's supposed to be white. He's supposed to be
old
a dude.
Ladies.
He's supposed to be.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, I don't remember any complaints. Everybody loved that show.
No,
so
there were
much.
Complaints. When it got on, it was like when Heath Ledger was announced to be the Joker, it was all before the thing came out. When it came out, everyone suddenly loved it. But before that, they were like, you can't make Colonel Ty a white skinny guy.
Wait, now who's mustache gendered looking pilot there?
Oh my Lord.
I can't remember.
Mustache janitor looking pilot?
Yeah.
He was janitor looking type, wasn't he?
Like Paul Blart Viper pilot.
Are we aboard the alien ship now?
Yes.
We are aboard the glowy ship now.
This is like,
and everything is very tranquil.
Is this a Scientology video, recruitment video? What am I saying?
I hope so.
That's
look
what
how
this
wide his
like.
Uniform
where
is.
Great that? Lord Xenu.
Dude, I love that. It looked like they just bleached it.
Right. It
did. And his coat didn't quite
there's
go
so
white.
There's so much Vaseline on that lens.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's not how you use it.
That is how they used to do it, right?
Yeah.
It is. They would trim it out.
It was called Sybil shepherdizing the lens.
That guy just popped in.
Yeah, Devin just popped in. He's supposed to be down on Earth with a Knight Rider kid.
He's the Knight Rider guy that's in charge of the car. Funny.
He's supposed to be in the truck.
Here's what's blowing my mind. I'm seeing Richard Hatch, and I'm thinking of him as an older guy on the new Battlestar Galactica.
Right.
So now seeing him young, he looks great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is a handsome man.
It always freaks me out whenever I know someone as an ugly older person, and then I see them young and they're really pretty, because I'm afraid I'm going to become an ugly old person.
Oh, you will. We all do.
Oh, it's inevitable.
Yeah, we all become an ugly old person.
Not necessarily. There's some really good-looking older people, and I want to know what they do.
Yeah, but won't be us.
Name them. Give me a good name. Who do you like there? Who have you seen lately?
Sean Connery is a good-looking older person.
Well, have we seen him lately?
Compared to a young Sean Connery?
Dude, he hasn't done a movie since freaking League of Extraordinary Gentlemen in like 2001.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
So I don't know what he looks like right now.
All right. So Robert Redford looked great every day of his life. let's see. Richard Gere looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. Warren Beatty? Still?
How about Kevin Costner?
I think he looks pretty good.
I think there Kevin Costner looks great.
He
looks
way to paint in Scott's colors, Randy.
Now, for those who are not familiar with BSG, this ragtag group is trying to get back to, they're trying to get to Earth, the mother planet, basically.
Right.
And so they're getting closer at this point. And that's what Devin is doing here. He's trying to, he's about to tell you.
So they're like heaven, right? They're like
he's like the advanced being.
Has a lot of Vaseline.
By the way, mustard is not allowed here of any form.
Yeah.
No mustard, no ketchup.
But here are some rubber sheets that keep us out of the refrigerated food area.
Marinara sauce? No. You cannot have marinara sauce above this ship. Aboard this ship.
I'm an ethereal being and no red sauce.
Our Kool-Aid is all free of color, like those Slurpees your mom gets you at Kmart.
I'm glad you said this was low budget, because now I'm imagining this is actually the set of Three's Company, and they came in and just laid up plastic everywhere.
This is actually not low budget. This was actually, Battlestar Galactica was destroyed because they were always exceeding their budget, because they were trying to recreate what Star Wars had.
Well, and but this is the thing, though. They had a decent budget until they got sued by Lucasfilm, and then they had no money. And then they constantly were out of money. Wait, why is his uniform? What are they doing?
He's now Apollo the White.
Right, Apollo the White. He is. Oh, there's Terra.
So wait a minute.
Just what?
This is terrible. So he told the guy, all right, it's going to be all just a dream. I'm going to wake up in my ship. And the guy says, oh, that's a great idea. And then poof, he woke up in his ship, and now his uniform's all white. And now he's in front of Earth.
You know, like you do.
Like you do, you know.
Yeah.
I appreciate, though, that they changed the color, because now I can tell the difference between Richard Hatch and Dirk Benedict. And previously, they were really hard to tell apart.
Wait, yeah. He's not white anymore, though. What happened?
No. That's
the problem. See, that's...
You see?
That's not Dirk's Benedict. Dirk Benedict.
That is Dirk's Benedict.
Right. Well, that's Dirk Benedict. By the way, it's Dirk
Benedict.
Yeah,
quit saying Dirk. Gosh, quit dang
you,
it,
you
Dirk.
And your southern Dirk's Bentley... Dirk's... country loving part of the world.
You know what I said? That's way too close, man. Why was that so? Why was that ship so close?
Because that's the same footage they use a thousand
times. Oh, can't stop. Can hit the side.
Colonel Ty, he's going to go drink and beat somebody up.
Seems kind of redundant to have two TV screens that both have his face talking to him.
Yeah. So redundant.
What the hell?
I just have to keep telling myself that's not Ernest Borgnine. That's not Ernest Borgnine.
No, wow. The first experience with Lauren Green?
Did you never see...
let me think.
Commercials, Bonanza.
Oh, she's Athena, by the way. That's Athena.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's from Bonanza. That's right. He's like the lead in Bonanza.
Yeah,
right.
He's the head cowboy man.
This was Mr. Bonanza was his character name. Haas Bonanza.
Yeah, father of Haas and Little John Bonanza.
Lauren Green was...
Bonanza.
Is she in a car?
Yeah, she is. And she almost ran him over. Now, it was explained, Devin was explaining earlier that people will recognize him as somebody else who he's not. So it's kind of like a Quantum Leap kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. I was going to have a total Quantum Leap vibe a second ago.
Right.
Is that supposed to be a fancy modern car with all the lights on
it? In the future, all cars will have six lights across the top.
Because we like to see stuff.
Why, so that we can drive to Taco Bell.
It's the world of tomorrow today. A phone?
Where would you, like a cell phone? Is this the future?
I don't know. I'm freaking out a little.
Oh, I remember. She was somebody I saw a lot in 70s TV, too.
Right.
Yeah, Richard Hatch, good-looking guy.
More private than a car?
Amnesia?
That's not her name. That's the thing. Oh, uh-huh. Get it?
Good
it's
joke.
A joke.
Good joke there, Charlie. She has got some Aquanet business happening.
Yeah.
I can smell it from here.
Yeah. It smells like my sisters when I was growing up. They all had that crap all over them all the time.
Oh.
Man, that was on. We were just joking back when.
Here we go. Future place.
I love how sci-fi has potted plants.
Hmm.
Right. And weird futuristic sculptures.
Everything's glass.
Yep.
Right.
Great.
What is she drinking?
Look at
me.
We should have the Quantum Leap music when he looks in the mirror.
and he goes, whoa. Oh, that's Joey. What is it? Oh, no. Or,
oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh no.
Oh, no.
Would you like some synthahol? It's the future, remember?
Yeah. Future drink. I'm surprised it isn't blue or something.
Right.
We want to make it clear. There's a big city outside.
Yeah. Big shitty city.
What? Where are they?
We built this city.
I thought they were just driving through the desert.
Mm-mm. Well, they were, but they're on Terra. And then on Terra, nothing makes sense.
Okay.
When you come there, your clothes turn white, your gun
nice
turns
pad.
White.
I love built-ins. Where, like,
half of your balls aren't lit.
Your balls aren't lit. They need to drink some more.
Yeah.
Get all your balls lit.
This is a weird set. I'm not buying it.
I always hate when sci-fi movies do that, or sci-fi TV shows do this, and they try to pop into regular Earth, whether it be in the future or if it be in the past, or Star Trek did it so much.
Oh, yeah. They did it in a movie with the stupid whale one.
Yeah.
The one everyone likes that I don't.
There's been a lot of stares in this episode.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stares in every episode.
And then in the future, old people don't have a hard time getting around.
Sound stages are very small.
Wow. This is, it's totally like MacGyver or
Quantum Leap.
Right.
Pew, 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 pew. Ziggy says you've got a 80% chance you've got to get with that lady and then you'll beam out of here.
Oh, no. I mean, whoops. I mean, what is it?
Oh, my God. Okay. Want to know who she is? Who? Just realized who she is. Who? Well, just looked up who she is. That's the actress who plays, it's Melody Anderson, who played Dale Arden in Flash Gordon.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Oh, man. You're right.
With blonde hair.
Okay.
Now, is she the booby slave?
She was... She turned into the booby slave after Ming made her drink the mango juice.
Drink my mango juice.
Booby slave. Still one of my favorite things you ever did.
Get the mango phone.
Bring me my mingo phone. I need to speak to Flash Gordon. Flash Gordon. So good. That is some 70s hair everyone's sporting. Yeah, look at that.
Everybody's got it. Yeah. Men like the flybacks and the feathered look.
Why? Why did we? And they.
I don't know. I'm all about some feathered look. I'm going to feather my hair today.
I don't want to account for their sins. I'll say they. It's not we. I would never do this hair.
We watched 2 weeks of bad hair. Last week was Terminator, and then this week. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
This is. It's interesting to me. I would have guessed that Starbuck was the main action character, and this is an Apollo story.
It's
interesting because in this show they were kind of equals. If anything, Apollo was more the main guy than Starbuck, but in the new one, Starbuck definitely took center stage.
Right, that's more comfortable. You turned into that.
You're wearing a drape.
I know. Would you steal the curtains?
Because she can't see him. I just got that.
Right.
So the Ziggy thing is right on.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense what you were saying before.
He appears in the form of a hologram that only Sam can see and hear.
We get it.
Oh, dude.
He looks so, he's so creepy. He makes good creepy faces.
Oh, wait, the uniform's going to change?
What?
That's so
really?
Stupid, dude. What a dumb. This is when they're running out of money.
And ideas.
Listen to me, Charlie. It's fine. I'm wearing this weird dress now. Let's go make out.
You'll never get this off.
Yeah. It's our chastity dress. Just never. Right.
Look at all that.
You'll lose
wine.
Your boner way before you get
about,
this dress off.
5 minutes for me to take this thing off.
You'll lose your boner.
I don't know. It's the worst picture ever. Who looks like that? You look so angry.
I also don't think that dress is. Well, whatever. Who am I to judge? But it's not very flattering.
No.
But it's futuristic.
There's supposed to be boobs right there, but there's not.
Lift and separate and then wrap under your armpit.
Right. That's what it looks like.
They're facing backwards.
How bizarre.
Like my grandma.
When she picked him up, she said it was the middle of the night.
Uh-oh, mustache.
The mustache guy comes and gives it the way. Shh.
Oh, Brenda. Oh, amnesia.
Oh, amnesia.
You sold me out.
Isn't it always the way? Look at the guy in the back.
Yeah, with a gun with a big cap over the barrel.
Take the safety off.
This is my first television show. Look at him backing up.
Bad guys always wear the boots on the outside.
And tuck their pants into it?
Yeah.
It's German. Interesting. We are trying to be like the Germans.
Wait, how do you wear your boots on the inside?
Well, you have your pants down outside, right?
I didn't actually want to know. Everything is white.
Sort of. It's because it's a 70s white, which is more like a beige.
Right.
Felder carb?
Ooh, what kind of calculator Felder is that? Carb. Is that TI-87? What is that?
You know what? That's probably one of their fake colloquial things to say.
Euphemisms.
frack and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Vulgar carb.
In the pilot, they say frack a lot for this for this version of the show. It's weird. Oh. Careful, there's a light there.
See, it should turn green when you can walk through it and red when you can't.
Brian, you should have been on set.
Whoa. Yikes.
Woo.
What did he do? Poke it with his finger?
No, he had something in his pocket.
He threw a little explosive at it.
Oh.
I thought he had like a little chiclet.
Yeah. That's some lint. Watch what the lint does when I throw it at the force field.
So don't throw lint at this thing. So do that.
Oh, Mr. Bean.
Hey, Mr. What's his face? Mr. President?
Charlie Watts? Drummer for the Rolling Stones?
Yep. He's looking pretty good here. Sketchy. Don't hear that word a lot back in the day.
No.
Oh, look at this guy.
Wow.
What the crap?
Boots are on the outside.
Yep. And mustache.
Oh, jeez. He's totally bad.
What is that? Somebody's bad Halloween George Washington thing? That is really bad.
I accidentally washed this with my Denver Broncos jersey and it turned my jacket orange. Look at me. I'm a creamsicle.
I love it.
Good news. Turtlenecks are back.
Oh, I can smell the aqua velva coming off that guy. The old spice.
No wonder. May there be less
that guy. That guy wears Brute by Fabergé.
Yeah, probably. I don't know what's happening here.
You don't need to know. Just know this. Turtlenecks are the future.
That guy looks
like a stone. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Do you reckon those are Dickies or are they full on real?
It's a little orange Dicky.
Yeah. Right. It is very creamsicle-y.
Yeah. I am king of the creamsicles.
Hello. Bow to me. I'm President Treat. Start dancing around.
I think his future computers broke too because the lights are not flashing.
Yeah.
Mr. President. Uh-oh, whenever a guy says that, you shouldn't believe him.
Mr. President.
You doth protest too much. His hair moved when he did that.
Wow.
It's about the only thing that can make that hair move.
Mm-hmm. That is some...
It's Brill creamed. Not Brill cream. What was the... some dap.
Mm-hmm.
Fop.
Dapper
little
Dan.
Dap will do you.
Little Dapper Dan.
That computer is fake.
Dapper Dan.
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
I'm Brian Dunaway. I'm sorry to tell you everything
Somebody
is
too
fake.
Fast.
Commander Ty.
Seriously, that map is fake.
And this quadrant here, this spider web here that represents absolutely nothing right in this area.
At least have some grease pencil scratches on there, right?
Yeah. They are fancy uniforms, though. Look at these things.
Is your uniform as soft and plush as mine?
Hello.
Looks made out of crushed velvet.
They all walking around like the Playboy Mansion and this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can we play darts on that thing later?
You know what else has never caught on? Belts and outside of long shirts.
Oh, I love
it. Always seems to be the future, though.
Yeah. I love his stupid mic.
Yep. No!
Unicom out.
I gotta ask your question back to you. Why would you wear a belt on the outside of a long shirt? It doesn't hold anything up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
it gives you a waist.
It was a Luke Skywalker thing. I wore that for a while because I thought Luke was cool. I regret every minute of it.
I want pictures of you in a long shirt with a belt cinched up about midway.
Heading to Tashi Station to pick up some power converters.
Okay, so this is usually what happens. Apollo gets into some kind of squeeze, and Starbuckle comes to
save him.
Yeah.
Yeah, or vice versa.
Jeez, that
it's not cockpit well.
Door, yeah, exactly. It's going to fall off.
What?
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah. Is it like a message?
Oh, can be reached.
This is his Viper. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's going to He's going to need to trick Mr. T into coming over here.
He needs to get him to fly, so he's got to knock him out. And
me? Nothing. Just in a spaceship.
Humming continues. Continues humming.
Oh, you got the subtitles on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to turn mine on.
I love the subtitles.
Yeah.
Here come the Electroluxes.
See? Holy frack. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he that is, that does go back to the original.
Yeah, which
with
is
a
weird.
C. I didn't think it was spelled with a C. I thought it was F-R-A-K.
Maybe that's how they changed it.
Yeah. Please tell me we're going to get a Cylon in this episode.
Oh, no, no doubt. Are there no Cylons in this?
No, we're this is off the ranch kind of episode where you go and you find another bad guy.
Like when, like when what's his name? Is it the Amish place? It's like that.
You're right. Yeah. Right.
Wow. That was
we're vacuuming the
that
desert.
Was very complicated.
What are they? What is this? Are those ships?
Probably.
No, they're vacuums. I told you they're vacuuming this future.
Future drones. They're drones.
Dirk Benedict's
humming intensifies.
Humming continues.
We're humming.
I could just walk away. Basically, I don't even have to hide. These are like Roombas of the future, right?
Oh, humming stops.
Yeah,
it's
the
pretty
Roombas.
Genius to save money by just having a guy holding a bright flashlight in the dark.
Right, exactly. All right, UFO, walk away from that light.
They're never actually showing us the ships.
Nope.
They were famous. I brought my bullhorn.
And look at all their biker helmets.
Those are dirt bike helmets.
Big time. The show is famous for this in its latter half. They were just all their budgets were cut.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to just make do. So a lot of reused space footage. You see the same Viper shot flying away every time.
Man, Dirk Benedict is really wearing those pants.
His laser is set for stun.
Mm-hmm.
His laser.
My laser.
Just to cover my ass so I don't get sued.
Did the word laser ever sound cool? No.
My laser.
My laser set to stun. At least Star Trek was like, phaser, man.
Yeah.
Right. Let's give it a different name. Laser.
Laser.
Star Wars had blasters. That was cool.
Mm-hmm. Let's test my stun laser.
Who's the guy carrying the flashlight? That uncomfortable looking.
His bug zapper.
It's a flashlight and a Bluetooth speaker.
Our goal is to destroy as many mosquitoes as possible.
Wow,
apparently
that is.
His laser was set to destroy.
Scatter.
Group shot.
Yeah. What the heck?
Oh, look at them stunning that hill.
It's very stunning. Oh.
Stunning the rock.
Wow.
The rock is stunned.
Oh, that was dubbed.
Badly. Oh!
Is that Mel Brooks?
It does like Mel Brooks.
It's the Schwartz. Use the Schwartz.
Also looked a bit like Ian McKellen.
Yeah, a little bit. Listen here. A Hobbit's place.
Oh. It's pretty good, actually, Scott.
Who's this? Oh, father. Okay.
This guy, yeah.
Missing an action.
This guy was in a lot of things, father. Too, during this time.
Lots of war stuff.
He was the ginger. Quick, take my photo. I always make this face in my photos.
He's dead, I think. The actor. actually,
he is dead, but his comb-over is still alive. His hair is
still living
alive.
On. Yeah. Trump Los wears Angeles. It to rallies and stuff.
Yeah.
And now,
he's a good guy, yet he's got his pants tucked. What's your explanation to that, Randy?
Oh, yeah. No, he's a bad guy.
Oh, is he okay?
He just hasn't shown his true colors yet.
Haven't seen him bad yet, yeah.
Seriously, anyone with that bad a rug on their head is a bad guy.
That's a really bad haircut. Shave that off, then you look like a cool army guy.
Yeah.
No one thought of that back then.
Oh, father.
These people ate, like, TV dinners at night.
Because those were futuristic in 1978.
That's a weird time.
Melly Anderson's still looking good today, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Just a few years after this, failed, they relaunched Battlestar Galactica as Battlestar 1980.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch any of that?
Right.
Yeah, it didn't do well. It was poorly received. And didn't they have most of the cast, but not everybody? I mean, Richard Hatch did, because he'll do whatever.
Right.
But
another Battlestar? I'm in.
I want to say Dirk Benedict took off.
Yeah, well, he was doing the A-Team?
He was getting big A-Team money, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, his A-Team was post this. This was it.
Yeah.
After this. He looks cool now, Dirk Benedict.
Mm-hmm. You know that one of our listeners suggested a Rambo type knockoff movie with Dirk Benedict in it. And
what's it called?
I watched that. What was it called? I watched most of that the other day. It was horrific. It was a made for TV movie.
Shadow Force? No, not Shadow Force. No.
Hippie? I don't remember what it was. Let me see.
Hippie?
That's what he was. Well, he wasn't a hippie. He called everybody a hippie.
General Maxwell.
There's a number of Dirk Benedict movies I'd love to watch with you guys.
I'd name one. I'll do it.
Alaska.
I'll do it.
I'm a big fan. What's Alaska? Wait, why is he putting him in jail?
Ruckus. Ruckus was the name of it.
Oh.
I can't count. I don't know.
Nice necktie.
We're having a Nazi state storyline here. That's what's going on. They're repressing.
Mm-hmm. I said, no, I'm not. I'm.
I smell like Charlie.
I look like Charlie.
I whine like Charlie.
I get all this. I make this face like Charlie. But I'm not Charlie.
He's crazy.
Size.
70s camera zoom.
Is there any meaning behind the
B4? How am I going to get up those stairs?
How do I get up to this crazy science fiction condo miniplex?
What is up with the stairs in this show?
Is Donkey Kong at the top of that thing?
Wait, that's the wrong game.
Oh, he can't see
it. Oh,
what's your pants? Major, what's your pants?
Made him pee. That'd be funny.
And now you don't. Oop.
I wouldn't mind that white gun. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
There's no hole in it, though.
Right.
Like Randy was saying, all
it's
their
got
guns
the cap. Are, it's the safety cap.
Safety cap.
Child protective. Got to push in the sides and turn.
Cap, yeah.
He could blow up the desert with that thing, but it's got a cap on it.
Whoops. Oh, good Lord. Starbucks hair is a loaf of bread, man. That thing is a... Look at that thing. It's a beast. Who are you talking to?
Talking to Ziggy.
The show is always...
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
Dealing with, like, churchy themes.
Oh, now he's got a hole in his gun.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, back to
you
IKEA.
You destroyed one of our future glass balls.
Back to
Don't
IKEA.
Don't worry, get plenty. Glass is very cheap in this future.
Yeah.
This guy still checking out that radio.
I know. Oh, shit. I can't figure it out. Maybe if I opened it.
Okay, I can't take face seriously. I just can't.
It is hard.
Okay. Watch out. This thing destroys pocket lint.
Right. Ooh. What's that noise that makes?
It's when Obi-Wan turns off all the stuff.
Look at the neon tubes.
Yeah.
Not even going to hide it with like a diffuser glass or anything.
I like how he unlocked B4 before he unlocked B3.
Yep.
It made sense.
Detention level, you know.
Always ripping off. These guys are all basically, the whole point of Battlestar was like everyone's Han Solo, basically.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it definitely was kind of ripping Star Wars off at the time, but.
Oh, sure. But it was before Empire.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah.
And this thing jumps around.
Speaking of jumping around, Lauren Green jumped from Western to this. I wonder how that.
My first exposure to him was this as a kid. I never saw the Western until later.
I don't know, Brian. He's not being called on to do much. Like, this is not hard.
He is paying the rent at this stage of the season. This is like season 3 of Star Trek. Things were going very poorly for everything from production down to actors. Everybody was upset. People threatened to leave.
What are all those useless things on their jacket? Like, the thing that obviously isn't a pocket, but just is like some piping. Just some general piping.
They have a patch on their right arm, but it's all white, which no patch has ever been all white.
Well, no, that's because they're in the all white uniform.
It makes no sense, though. You can't tell what the patch represents if it's all white.
Oh, yeah, right.
Look at that 70s ass entryway to whatever building they're in.
No, they're in the lobby at the Battlestar Galactica building on East 5th.
Yeah. It's like, it really tweaks my childhood memories when I see places like this flooring. You need to pan down. Look at the flooring. It's like that fake marble with the pattern in it.
Yeah, you can see it in their belt buckles.
And the walls are marble, too.
So, and that's, look at the ceiling tiles. It's like I'm going to the dentist and I'm 8. Oh, I hate it.
The Galactica.
Always in a centaur.
Centaur is the only time they ever use. Well, except the top of the show.
It's the worst measurement system.
Right.
Everything's a centaur. Ah, oh, it's hot in here. How many centaurs is it? So bad.
Not me. I didn't fart.
But their goal in this show is like the new one. They were all trying to get to Earth. That was the deal. Mm-hmm.
Well, they found it. They're there.
I mean, at their core,
they're on Earth in the 70s.
That's true.
Right here, right now.
Right. Only difference is our Jeeps have 6 lights on it, all of them.
Oh.
Bless you.
Bless you.
I'm sorry.
You're right.
I tried to turn down the mixer, but all I did was get closer to the mic.
All we could hear was we just heard a little like way off. like a cat in the microwave in Gremlin 1. Gremlins 1. What's the
proscenium?
That looks
like the most uncomfortable jacket.
That fleecy thing? Fake fleece thing? Yeah.
That's like the blanket you keep in the back of your car in case you're trapped somewhere overnight.
Where's President Rubberknuckle? Is he up there with him?
Rubberknuckle.
Oh, there he is.
The bad guys. We haven't
we don't know who these Nazis are.
Yes. They've got the black gloves.
These are the Eastern Alliance.
Yeah. Oh, we actually saw them at the top of the show for half a second. And then you got the space guys, Spaceballs helmet guys back there.
Yeah. You may fire when ready.
One day I really would like to stand in front of a giant map with pawns that you place all over the map and little sticks to move the pawns around when you can't quite reach them.
Right.
3D print it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Once again, this looks like the most useless map.
Right.
Now, that guy looks a lot like the bad guy
in the regular
show.
That
runs the Cylons. Yeah.
The what's his name? He's the one. He's the
traitor. Balthazar.
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 Guy's Baltar. Yeah. The guy's Baltar in the show is this fat guy that sits on a giant throne and talks to Cylons.
Right.
It's such a different take on the traitor motif or whatever.
Why are they sitting so close together?
Because that's how the cars of the future are.
Are there three people in the front seat? What?
No, well, there's just no more room when you have all the lights.
If I was doing a scene with Melody Anderson, I would want to stay as close to her as possible.
When I had a truck in high school, we'd sit as close as we could.
She just told him 30 minutes. He has no idea what that means.
Right. Yeah. What is that in centaurs?
Yeah.
What building is that? Some horrible conference center in some crap city.
Just...
Hello.
They're on the set of the Donahue show.
We're planning on increasing profits by 80% by making our popsicle sticks just a little bit shorter and our creamsicles.
It'll be great.
Look at my suit. Look at it. Gaze upon the orange beauty.
Well,
here I am.
Knight Rider man again. Oh, geez. Sit up, buddy. It's not good.
Is he dead?
He smells toast. He's having a stroke.
Do we have the coffee?
He's boxed me in. You can't take that president. Seriously, dude. Look at him. These guys, it's all right. I kind of get it. Look at him. Normal dudes.
Yeah.
Then they pan up to President Bumberschmitz and look at him. Oh, what the hell
Scott?
Is that? Coleco football.
Scott?
What?
That building. Was the French Pavilion at Expo 67 in Montreal.
Oh, no way. Huh. The Canadians already taken over all our film jobs.
You can still go see it. That building is still standing.
I'm wearing a comfortable night jacket.
That guy looks like he has wet, bubbly farts. Just going to throw that out there. Like, really bad. Like, the pork ribs did not stay right. Silent.
And pan back.
I was leaning over to the side.
What are you doing? Here comes Charlie.
But I'm not Charlie.
Oh, now they're calling him Captain Apollo. What?
He convinced them with his pocket.
I didn't think the president had anything to do with it. It's a big passport. Hello.
Everybody listening? I'm telling you, man, turtlenecks.
Turtlenecks are all the thing.
Like the music.
Oh. Can I take a quick nap?
Just a caveman. Unfrozen.
Oh, they're about to launch all missiles.
There they are. There's all the missiles.
Oh, that's stock the missiles? Footage. Stock footage from Russia.
Oh,
from
look,
Russia.
It's the actual ship from the title of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's... Oh, never mind.
Nobody shoots all the missiles.
What are you holding?
Look at this thing.
Look at my new look SLR, you guys. It does macro photography. The sensor on this thing's so much better. 8 more megapixels. Oh, what? Oh, Apollo. Okay. All right.
I did like those ships, though. Always wanted one of those. Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Well, the opposite of war is peace, moron. Right? Come on.
Mm. What?
The president's like,
whatever. Go back in your neon room. Oh, no. Stock footage.
Hey, this is from...
Holy shit.
Launch all the missiles. We
it's
don't
nighttime
care.
It's where we're firing some of the missiles and other missiles, it's daytime.
The editor's like, crap, launch all the missiles?
This rocket says NASA on it.
crappy film quality on some of these.
It reminds me of when we watched an episode of Airwolf.
And yeah.
You're spending the whole episode going, when are they going to do what I heard they do in this show?
Right, right.
Fight in space, for example.
All right, here at the end.
I can't believe we didn't pick an episode with Cylons.
I'm just saying, when you watch old TV, you got to prepare for a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
Oh, zing. Burn, sick burn.
Yeah, I should have vetted the Cylon presence in this episode before I suggested it.
How many? The board/studio audience didn't do anything. Like, they should have cheered or like said something.
They're usually the Cylons.
Yeah, that guy looked uncomfortable back there. He's just chilling. Like, okay, when's this over?
When do I get my $20?
She's looking at his ass.
Of course she was.
That's what she said.
Because I got to launch. And if you've ever seen one of these things, they come out that tube.
This is bad.
Oh,
yeah.
He's turning on all three turbos.
Whoa. What?
Oh, it's so terrible.
Michael, the car needs you to test it.
Those helmets were pretty cool, though.
So he's like a little guardian angel guy. Oh, look, it's what's his name from Big Bang Theory back there?
He does.
What's his name? Not Leonard.
Sheldon?
No, the other one.
I
don't like any of them, but it's the other one. The one with the mother that's always yelling.
Oh, yeah.
Harold?
Is it Harold?
Wallowitz?
Wallowitz, yeah. That guy in the back looked like Wallowitz.
Wait, go back. I didn't see him.
Don't go back. People are listening to this.
Oh, Computron. I just realized
I stopped watching Big Bang Theory like 6 years ago.
Good on you. It's poop. It's a bad show.
That's a long time that it's been going on without me.
It's a bad show.
Yet it still goes on. All the blast shields.
Didn't I watch it? And I don't know why.
It's
now that
good.
I think about it.
It's bad. I don't hold it against you. I just think it's
bad.
Oh,
no, I know. I think we're just, Sometimes we're locked in. We're committed now. We have to see how this thing ends.
I like characterization. No. I think the characters are fine. It's just the writing is one note and terrible. Like that thing we played the other day.
Pandering.
Yeah, they pander to us, and I hate it.
What if Doctor Who and Luke Skywalker went to Frodo and asked for the ring back? And the audience
you guys
laughs.
You're such nerds with your references.
And, it sucks.
Wow.
Ooh. What?
Also, that time they played WoW.
We're
going to
use our planet shield, which is what we should have used against the Cylons.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
Whoa, so they got planet shield technology and didn't use that.
They can make a shield over the entire planet?
Right. Yeah.
Well, not if they're destroying each other.
That we made them so angry they're destroying each other.
Admiral, some of this footage looks identical to the ones we just showed. What's going
on? It's just explosions in space without things hitting them.
Yeah. And if you watch this entire series, you would see those used in all the other episodes.
I'm sure.
Even as a kid, I remember that. I remember going, I've seen that shot like 1,000 times. Mm.
There's their faces.
Man, those dudes from Spaceballs are scaring me. They really are a couple of assholes from Spaceballs.
We look at our big map. This giant plastic map, and we ain't found shit.
Those guys
can't see.
I can't stop worrying about them.
You can't see anything with the blast shield down.
Wow,
voice. One of the guys obviously polishes his helmet a lot more than the other.
Yeah.
That's so great. Oh my gosh. They are, as far as I'm concerned, they are the people of the show.
They are.
I'm glad we watched this for these Spaceballs.
Yeah, that's all we needed for the Spaceballs. All right, they got 3 minutes to wrap this up. Let's see how they do.
The 70s TV show. They're going to wrap it up in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And probably end with a bunch of lesson.
Think the Lords of Koval.
No, I'm about a centon.
What are we doing in a college lecture room?
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what this is.
It is the studio audience of Donahue or Let's Make a Deal or something.
Yeah, or a really boring biology.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Course that you're taking in college.
No.
No, you won't. You're going to Earth. Oh, boy. Sir Pomploroy over here. With his...
He looks like every guy in every anime show that I saw during the 70s.
Yeah, dude. There was always a little white-haired mustache man trying to help Mega Man solve his problems.
I spilled a little mango on my shirt. Can you tell?
I like how his jacket is cut with a wedge out where his genitalia are.
Yeah. So you can whip that out anytime.
You don't have to take the jacket off to use a urinal.
Right.
Which side do you unbutton, though?
Oh, I hate the word genitalia so much.
I know. That's why I said it.
That word. I have a bunch of kids in my house. I can hear
and I don't care.
Great. I can, but I can't. What? He's got his own invisible guy?
Yeah, exactly.
You're not at the level to read that man.
Yeah, he had to talk to Snoke.
Have you felt it?
I don't like this storyline. This is bullcrap. Oh, freeze frame 70s bullshit. Oh, this is when they do the intro stuff.
Oh.
Okay. So.
For some reason, the credits are faster than the.
Couldn't Michael Caine have just told him where Earth is at that point? Like, if he knows all this?
Michael Caine.
He can't.
I won't let that happen, Mr. Wayne. I can't do his voice. How's it go? I can't do
it. Well, it can only go up from there, right? All can't right, get yeah, any he worse.
He just wants to watch the worlds burn.
Yeah. This is bad. That is really bad. There are some early episodes of the old BSG that is actually kind of fun. That's a terrible, bad episode.
So they just did two seasons of this, right?
They did one
season, okay.
Well, if you don't, and then you count the 1980 reboot, and then
right. Yeah.
That counts too.
Well, I am about to watch every episode. Thank you.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Do it in a day.
I've done the whole thing before. I forgot how short it is. I didn't realize it was just a season. But they get into the whole thing about like conflict between the different ships and the fleet. Like a lot of the same themes are there that they used in the new one, but definitely not this weird heaven episode, I can tell you that. That's garbage.
That was garbage.
Anyway, we love doing these, though, and we'll do one again sometime in the near future. Don't forget next week. What's next week? I forget.
Next week, we're going to watch Blow Dry. We're going to pay tribute to Alan Rickman.
Unless Brian Dunaway is already, he's throwing a fit about it. We don't know. We end up having to have like some sort of intervention. I don't know. What do you think, Dunaway? How are you feeling about Blow Dry?
I'll watch that stupid crap. I'll watch it. All
right. So it looks like Blow Dry is on our Alan Rickman tribute episode, and then much more after that. Thank you all for joining us. Filmsack.com for all the details. For me, for Brian, and for Randy.
Mm-hmm.
See you next time.
Bye.